My name is Jim McRoberts, and I'm a writer and director based in Glasgow. I started off at the National Film and Television School just outside London in Beaconsfield. I studied screenwriting for 2 years there, made a number of short films. These short films won awards around the world at festivals such as Cannes, Edinburgh, Chicago, Tehran, and quite a few other festivals around the world. I then started to direct, and the short films I directed also won awards and were BAFTA nominated. All documentary making, and indeed all fiction also, is a construct. It's a construct on a number of levels, not only that of the director, but also of the sound person, of the editor, and of the cameraman. When you're watching a documentary, the only reality that you're watching is the reality that the filmmaker is allowing you to see. That doesn't mean to say that he's showing you the truth. He's showing you his or her version of the truth. But certainly what is influencing documentary making on a very subjective level is the hypothesis, if you like, the set of ideals, the set of cultural baggage that the filmmaker takes on each project. For example, if I want to go to Zimbabwe, and as I was a few years ago, and film images against the regime of Robert Mugabe, I would look for things which backed up my hypothesis. But in reality, if you go to Harare, and if you go to the outlying provinces, you'll see people that are very well educated, which you don't hear about in the Western press, and you'll see absolutely no starvation whatsoever. So it all depends what the filmmaker really wants to show.